So many people go into this profession and they think that I'm just going to take someone through a hard workout. The problem is it's very limiting. It's limiting in the fact that clients are wanting more, clients are expecting more, and it's limiting in the fact of like they need more and we can produce more.
Hi, I'm Scott Schutte.
And I'm Dr. Janine Steister, and welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach.
We are here to disrupt some of the current thinking around how the fitness industry approaches clients. Our goal is to educate and inspire fitness professionals to get the results, income, hours, and career that they want and deserve.
Our combined experience in education in psychology and fitness create a new insight on ways to become the ultimate coach.
Hello and welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach. If you're a little confused by the intro, this is the doc and I am the jock. And today we're going to be talking about redefining the personal trainer. And I think this is such an important topic to go over because so many people go into this profession and they think that I'm just going to take someone through a hard workout. The problem is it's very limiting. It's limiting in the fact that clients are wanting more, clients are expecting more, and it's limiting in the fact of like they need more and we can produce more. And so what we're going to talk about today is kind of transitioning over to the ultimate coach. Doc, you want to jump in?
Well, I'm just excited about this topic because it is so important. What trainers and coaches are doing with clients is such an important profession, and clients are becoming more savvy to all of the information out on the internet, but it's becoming so hard for them to discern what the appropriate plan and lifestyle is for them. And then we're also looking at societal numbers, and it's clear that people really need help with this area. And so this is so important, and so we're just really excited. I'm really excited about talking about this for the clients and for you as trainers.
And so I come with this background knowledge of I've been a personal trainer for over 16 years. I've been a gym owner for 11 years, and I started in the same box. Like, I started as a personal trainer. I thought my job was to give someone a hard workout. The problem is the majority of the people that are coming to see us, they're trying to lose weight, they're trying to be more confident, they're trying to improve blood markers. There's a lot of these comprehensive things that they're trying to do. And just giving them a hard workout, it's still a piece of the puzzle. It's still something that needs to happen, but there's so much more to that. That's what we talk about, shifting the focus. And this is what I think that we need to start thinking about in our profession of what do the other 23 hours look like? Not just the hour they're in there working out the gym. What are they doing outside of that? And so we break that down into like mindset, stress management, nutrition, activity, looking at all these different things. I like to say that I am overseeing, I'm coaching their whole fitness plan. So if they're seeing a doctor, if they're seeing a PT, if they're seeing a chiropractor, if they're seeing a whatever, I'm also in contact with them, communicating, looking at their overall plan. I'm setting specific times that we meet and talk and go over, you know, what's holding them back. What are their mindset? What do they need to change in their lifestyle and their environment so they can get the results that they're looking for? This is what gets the results for people. And if you want to be, you know, working the hours you want to be working, if you want to be making the money that you should be making, like you need to be getting results, then this is how you do that.
And I think it's also so important to think about how you get results with clients. If we're just looking at that hard workout or that one facet, there's a couple of things that happen to people, right? They're showing up, they're doing the workout, but they're not seeing the results they need. Or they're still at night struggling with stress management and maybe overeating or becoming inactive. And so then all of a sudden, you know, the industry and the clients are talking about willpower and motivation, and they start blaming themselves, or they feel like they're inadequate, or they're always looking for that next thing because there's got to be that one panacea. And when we think about this from a comprehensive standpoint, and connecting all the dots, it's much more comprehensive, and it's also realistic. None of us are just one thing. We have so many facets to who we are. So by looking at that as a coach and a trainer as to how we're helping people think about all these facets and integrate them, we can see amazing results.
And if you look at our fancy graph here, and what you see, the majority of the personal trainers drop off after 6 months. They just don't make it in this field because they're not getting the pay, they're not working the hours they want. It's just a hard work-life balance because all they're doing is this hard workout. So, and I've seen this with so many people that entered this field and got burnt out and are not in this field anymore. They went on this path of like, okay, I'm going to be a personal trainer and I'm going to learn how to do different types of exercises, which is good, but it's not really approaching what the client really needs. So over time, they start making a little bit more money, But a lot of people get burnt out just doing this workout side. And what we're talking about, this ultimate coach side, and this is why we can charge double than other people in our town, is because we're offering the service and this and meeting these needs that clients want, because we're giving more, we're offering more, we're getting better results. So we're looking a lot into the psychology of like what's holding people back. What are their habits, breaking down their environment? So not only are we getting better results for people, we can charge more for that, and we can condense our hours down so we can really work the schedule we want. And ultimately, that's what this world needs. As you see these numbers for obesity and diabetes and all these bad health factors keep going up higher and higher, people need more support. And then not just need a harder workout, they need someone that's going to look at their overall plan. And that will get them the results that they want.
I think, too, there's a lot of that perception that, well, if we charge more or if we're giving more and people can't afford that or won't pay for it. But when we think about all the small things that people keep paying for, that's that one diet or that new cookbook or that new exercise workout subscription or this and that, and we put that all together, you know, the stats bear it out. People are spending billions and billions of dollars in this industry looking for those results. And so finding one coach that is thinking about it comprehensively, that they can trust, and that they're having ongoing dialogue, they're going to stay with that coach longer, they trust that coach longer, and they're willing to pay that coach for that level of expertise.
So here's the thing that I want all of you guys to do, and this is what we start with our clients too. Think about this mindset. So it's really kind of shifting the focus. So when you're thinking about your career or how you work with clients, shifting from just the hard workout to how can I help them overall? Really breaking down what their goals are, you know, what are their healthy and unhealthy behaviors? What are these different things that are holding them back? And what do you need more education for in that? Because there's the formal education of learning anatomy, which is amazing and something you need to know, but there's very little about behavior change and really getting into the facets that's really going to get people to do the things they need to do to get the results.
And I think that's just one thing that we're really passionate about, is really helping coaches get that information, learn that information, have access to different ways of thinking about it, as opposed to just that one, very important, but just that one facet of the hard workout. And so we're going to continue to try to share some of those insights and those information with you.
All right, that's all we got for today. We'll see you next time.